Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
As we welcome in our coach.
Yeah, man.
Coach David Patrick.
What's up, fellas?
Coach, what's happening, man?
I'm good, man. I finally get out this portal, man. I've been gone for about 2 months.
That portal is it spacious? Is it, you got your own bathroom in that portal, or how's that treating you so far?
It's big because people are coming and going out of that thing quickly. Man. So, it's been, you know what, I needed it with all the travel I've done over the last month since the season finished. But it's a different world we're in right now. But it's glad to be back in SAC, and summer school started here yesterday, so things are going well.
Coach, you've been in at least, I'm going to guess, 4 states in the last 2 weeks?
4 states and 4 countries.
Oh man. Lord.
Goodness gracious.
We've kind of been all over just because the game's become global, as we see from, you know, just watching the NBA and where we're at, man. So we've got, I've been to London, Australia. We just had a kid come from Finland here. So we got a good mix of talent, and you know, you got to go where the talent is, you know.
Are you done, Coach? Are slots filled? Or?
I'm done. No one else is coming to this office and leaving, and I ain't bringing nobody else in here. We're good to go. You know, but it's this day and age, you know, that you're dealing with these student athletes. They have the ability to leave when they feel that they have better opportunities, and we also have the ability to get what I call free agents when we want a chance to upgrade our roster in terms of talent, and upgrade our roster in terms of personalities we want in our program. So last year was a good year, but we're trying to make steps in the right direction. I think we have through this portal.
With recruiting, like high school recruiting, there's windows, right? Like a season in which you can, or different seasons in which you can talk to kids and do all of that. But the portal, that joint don't close, does it?
No, but it closes when you can put your name in. So I think May 13th was the last day they could put their name in.
Okay.
And don't quote me on the date. So that shuts down at some point. And so at least you know who's staying on your roster. Now you've got to try to, start getting some of those guys out of the portal. And those that are across it early and those that have connections early, you can kind of find out who's going in there. But it's a never-ending process. You know, back in the day, season finished and you took some time to maybe go on vacation and take a break. Like, as soon as the season finishes, these kids are going in the portal or kids are trying to leave. And so, I mean, you know what I'm going through. So it's never-ending. I think holidays this time will be in August.
No, Christmas in July.
I love sports so much because you can't just transfer. Like, they had to create something. You got to put them in a portal. You got to have an actual portal for these kids to transfer through. Now you got poor coach just crammed up in the portal trying to figure out who's here.
Man, it's portal. Like, and these kids can all declare for the draft now, so you don't know who's going and coming. Everybody thinks they can play in the NBA until they step on the floor there. So there's so much moving pieces that go into this, and you just got to be abreast of what's going on.
Even though it's pretty chaotic, Coach, I mean, do you kind of like this better than what it was as far as, like, you know, sitting out a year? And it seems chaotic for sure, but there is a certain level of organization to it and the rules. And from the outside looking in, they seem to be pretty cut and dry and make sense. Like, do you like this process better than what was going on before?
I don't know if I like it better, but I like the fairness for the student athlete to be able to play right away rather than sit a year on their first transfer. I think if you transfer multiple times – then there may need to be something in play there. Otherwise, I don't know if you're teaching stability to young men and women. But I'm okay for them transferring, you know, and sometimes, you know, they don't pick the right spot. Sometimes the coach doesn't pick the right player. It goes both ways. So the ability to go play right away, I think, is important. I think we have to put some guardrails around this whole NIL and are you moving because you want more money and all the rest of it. That becomes trickier. You know, even in the league, they got contracts. They can't just leave if they're unhappy with a certain coach. And so I think there's some parameters that need to be put around it. But I'm probably in favor for the players to at least have an opportunity to leave once if he or she feels like they made the wrong decision.
Hey, it reminded me, did you guys see – I'm not shading nobody, man. I'm really not because I don't know what's going on.
This means he's about to shade somebody, Coach.
did you see the guy who was a freshman when De'Aaron Fox was a freshman is going to another school?
Oh, my God. I did see that.
I said, that's, wait a minute. That's wild. How did this happen?
Yeah.
They're still playing?
Yeah.
God, though.
He a super graduate transfer.
I don't know how he pulled this off, man.
It's like, I'm going to get my second master's, man. Come on, man.
Check with De'Aaron. De'Aaron married with a family. De'Aaron's been an all-star.
De'Aaron about to be on his third contract in a second.
Check De'Aaron resume.
Hey. Hey, that brother keeping the dream alive.
Keep it alive.
Hey, getting school paid for. I'm guessing he don't got a lot of that NIL money coming in.
No, he trying to get it.
They really didn't think this NIL thing through. Like, coaches out here stumbling over themselves when they talking about NIL, talking about my pediatrician brother-in-law doesn't make as much money as these kids do. And it's like, whoo. I say this to you all the time, Coach. NIL still feel like a – it still feel like a bad word. Like, we don't talk about that stuff here.
Now it's open. Now it's open bags being dropped. I guess I don't know. Well, this is different.
Coach is waiting for the day that he coaches someone who make more money than him. Like, wait, I'm sorry. How much did they give you?
Go
walk into AD's office. Like, hey, AD Orr, let's sit down here for a minute. Coach Patrick,
you know,
needs
happening, though, at the bigger level. You know, it's happening, right?
So, oh yeah,
it's going to be interesting how that. I still don't know. That's a TBD how that works over the next year or so.
It's not universal, man. Like, that's the thing. Like, there are some schools that just say, you know, like there are schools that have NIL money, and then like there's some that don't, and there's schools that don't have it are at a disadvantage. Like, you can get like the NIL, like you know, Knoxville car wash.
Right.
You can do that.
There's NIL money and NIL opportunities.
There's NIL money, and then there's dark NIL money. Like, that's the stuff that gets handed out from, you know, it's not a part of the university.
Yeah.
But it's them people you see at every game.
Right.
They ain't slipping up folded $100 bills in your hand on the handshake like you do at the barber anymore. They ain't doing that. Yeah. It's a little different. It's a little different. Coach, let's talk about the camp, man. You got your basketball camp coming up beginning next Tuesday, one of three sessions getting underway next Tuesday. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have three sessions this summer, and, you know, My plan in the summer here is to give back to the community here that support us and support our student athletes, and also give kids and parents an opportunity that haven't even played the game before to come and see what it's like to be here. So we'll have our first camp next week, June 6th through 8th. And that'll be all the way up to sixth grade. So, you know, from first grade to sixth grade, we'll be able to come in there, maybe some incoming seventh graders. And some of that is NCAA rules, but we'll have our first camp 6 to 8, two sessions then. June 13th to 15th will be our next session. And then June 20th to June 22nd will be our next session. There'll be two times during the day where kids can come out and be around my coaching staff, be around our players, and be coached by some college players and college coaches. And so we want to give back. We had a special today for 40% off for all first responders, you know, in the community, just because they do so much for us. So wanted to give back to them and their children as well. So great opportunity to come see Sacramento State, come see our team, and come on campus and have some fun.
Yeah, this is really cool, man.
I heard you might be able to get to see Kenny Caraway. That probably cost extra, wow. But that's what I heard.
I'm just going to peek my head in there a little bit. You know, I was frustrated because, obviously, you know, I'd be sending Reese over there. Reese ain't even going to be out of school yet. None of the sessions.
Oh.
It's crazy.
He's going to be still in school?
I think his last day is June 24th.
Oh, man, that's summer school. What is June 24th?
Yeah, man. June Joy 24th. Don't play for me, man. He dropped some classes. This kid's summer one.
Now they're on the year-round track, and the track A is the closest to traditional, and they're off all of November and all of March. So
okay,
that's
so you get,
and then it gets like part. July, August. I think it goes back like late August or something like that. So it works out for him. But I was like, dang man. So yeah, I might have to pull him out though. I might have to just pull him out of school, man. You gotta go.
Let's be real,
man.
He ain't learning nothing these last 2 weeks, anyways. Come on, man. We know what it is. Like they watching movies. I was watching they playing tetherball in the middle of the day. Come on, man.
I'm taking you out today, man. This week you gotta go see Coach Patrick.
It's life lessons with Coach Patrick.
Yeah, we just can come see Coach Caraway. Come coach, man. But yeah, would love to have y'all out.
Absolutely,
have y'all out.
And you got a lot of great guys working with you. One thing I wanted to ask you real quick because I know Coach Lowe will be there. Mike Brown has a situation where his guy, Jordy Fernandez, is possibly going to Toronto. And we talk about the situation as the head coach and having assistants like that. It sucks because those are your guys, those are your boys, but this is what you want. You want them to be on your staff and move on to their own job. And I just bring that up with Coach Lowe because I saw he got a little recognition last week of being one of the top 75 influential mid-major coaches. And how is that dynamic, Coach, where that's your guy, like that's your staff, but you know if I'm doing my job right, if he's doing his job right, he's probably going to move on to another job at some point.
Well, I don't want to speak for Mike, but I know for me, I want guys that want to be head coaches on my staff, and so I think that's important when you're trying to build staff. You want guys that have the ability to move on to bigger levels. I know Mike, he'd be thrilled for Jordy to get the job at Toronto or wherever it may be. I'm the same. I got Mike Zeppel, my associate head coach, who's ready to be a head coach, with my national team responsibilities. When I step out for a month out of the year, at least I know that the program's not going to miss a beat. And so you want guys like Lowe, Coach Zepp, Coach Myers on my staff to be able to do that. But it's easy to have people around you that are yes men or yes women or people that don't want to take your seat, but you want guys, aspiring to be head coaches. So it's fantastic to have because you want players, guys, to be able to develop your men and women on your staff.
Kenny already lobbying for an assistant
job,
man.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's, if the chair's open, I'd say.
Well, July 1, we can get two more assistants now. July 1, we're allowed to get two more.
Come on, man. Hey. Get me in there, man. Oh. Look, I'll sit in the second row. I ain't tripping. I'll sit in the second row.
They're going to put you
in
the
right colors, dog. You're going to have you make it.
Coach D. Patrick on Twitter. If you check, if you're not following Coach Patrick yet, go do that. And there's a link in his bio to all of the information you need on the three sessions of the basketball camp that, again, begin next Tuesday.
We got to make sure we talk to Coach before he leaves, man, because you're going to be gone, man. You're going to Australia, right? You're with the Australian national team, right?
Yeah. We just got the World Cup this summer in the Philippines. So we'll start training camp in first week of August and head over to Manila and Okinawa to play in the World Cup, which would be great. Playing against Jokic and Gobert and Greek Freak, and it'll be a fun experience, long but great chance to learn and compete.
Oh, that's good stuff. We coach booking his tickets for Paris yet. We got to get you ready for 2024.
Yeah, we're in there, man. We just got to finish above New Zealand, so we do go. That. We'll be okay. We'll be in Paris next year.
That's great stuff, Coach. That's great stuff, Coach. Man, great catching up with you. We appreciate you so much.
Man.
Let us know if you need anything, man. We'll make sure everybody's out there at that basketball camp beginning next week.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you guys so much, man. Keep killing it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.